Track 3, Section 1, Signing Up for Medicare, pages 20 through 24. Health Insurance Marketplace, Registered Sign. Even if you have marketplace coverage, or other individual health coverage that isn't based on current employment, you should generally sign up for Medicare when you're first eligible to avoid the risk of a delay in Medicare coverage and the possibility of a Medicare late enrollment penalty. Here are some important points to consider if you have marketplace coverage. You need to earn your marketplace coverage in a timely manner when you become eligible for Medicare to avoid an overlap in coverage. Once you're considered eligible for premium-free Part A, or already have Part A with a premium, you won't qualify for help from the marketplace to pay your marketplace plan premiums or other medical costs. If you continue to get help paying for your marketplace plan premiums after the point, you may have to pay back some or all of the help you got when you file your federal income taxes. Visit healthcare.gov to connect to the marketplace in your state and learn more. To find out how to end your marketplace plan or marketplace savings when your Medicare coverage begins, visit healthcare.gov/medicare/changing-from-marketplace-to-Medicare. You can also call the Marketplace call center at 1-800-318-2596. TTY users can call 1-855-889-4325. Health Savings Account, HSA. You aren't eligible to make contributions to an HSA after you have Medicare. To avoid a tax penalty, you should make your last HSA contribution the month before your Part A coverage begins. Premium-free Part A coverage will go back, retroactively, 6 months from when you sign up for Part A, or apply for benefits from Social Security or the Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, but no earlier than the first month you're eligible for Medicare. Depending on how you become eligible for Part A, the retroactive period may be different. Review the chart below to help decide when it's best to stop your HSA contributions. If you sign up for Medicare during your initial enrollment period, or 2 months after your initial enrollment period ends, you can avoid a tax penalty by making your last HSA contribution the month before you turn 65. If you wait to sign up for Medicare less than 6 months after you turn 65, you can avoid a tax penalty by stopping HSA contributions the month before you turn 65. 6 or more months after you turn 65, you can avoid a tax penalty by stopping HSA contributions 6 months before the month you apply for Medicare. Note, a Medicare Medical Savings Account, MSA, plan is similar to an HSA. Go to page 67. How does my other insurance work with Medicare? When you have other insurance, like group health plan, retiree health, or Medicaid coverage, and Medicare, there are rules for whether Medicare or your other coverage pays first. If you have retiree health coverage, like insurance from your or your spouse's former employment, Medicare pays first. If you're 65 or older, have group health plan coverage based on your or your spouse's current employment, and the employer has 20 or more employees, your group health plan pays first. If you're 65 or older, have group health plan coverage based on your or your spouse's current employment, and the employer has fewer than 20 employees, Medicare pays first. If you're under 65 and have a disability, have group health plan coverage based on your or a family member's current employment, and the employer has 100 or more employees, your group health plan pays first. If you're under 65 and have a disability, have group health plan coverage based on your or a family member's current employment, and the employer has fewer than 100 employees, Medicare pays first. If you have group health plan coverage based on your or a family member's employment or former employment, and you're eligible for Medicare because of end-stage renal disease, ESRD, your group health plan pays first for the first 30 months after you become eligible for Medicare. Medicare pays first after this 30-month period. If you have TRICARE, Medicare pays first, unless you're on active duty, or get items or services from a military hospital or clinic, or other federal health care provider. If you have Medicaid, Medicare pays first. Important: if you're still working and have employer coverage through work, contact your employer to find out how your employer's coverage works with Medicare. Here are some important facts to remember about how other insurance works with Medicare-covered services. The insurance that pays first, primary payer, pays up to the limits of its coverage. The insurance that pays second, secondary payer, only pays if there are costs the primary payer didn't cover. The secondary payer, which may be Medicare, might not pay all of the uncovered costs. If your group health plan or retiree health coverage is the secondary payer, you'll likely need to sign up for Part B before your insurance will pay. Visit medicare.gov/publications to review the booklet, Medicare and Other Health Benefits, your guide to who pays first. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. For more information, TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. If you have other insurance or changes to your insurance, you need to let Medicare know by calling Medicare's Benefits Coordination and Recovery Center at 1-855-798-2627. TTY users can call 1-855-797-2627. If you have Part A, you may get a health coverage form, IRS Form 1095-B, from Medicare. This form verifies that you had health coverage in the past year. Keep the form for your records. Not everyone will get this form. If you don't get Form 1095-B, don't worry. You don't need it to file your taxes. Do I have to pay for Part A? You usually don't pay a monthly premium for Part A coverage if you or your spouse paid Medicare taxes while working for a certain amount of time. This is sometimes called premium-free Part A. If you aren't eligible for premium-free Part A, you may be able to buy it. For more information on how to pay your Part A premium, go to page 24. If you buy Part A, you'll pay a premium of either $278 or up to $506 each month in 2023, depending on how long you or your spouse worked and paid Medicare taxes. If you need help paying your Part A premium, go to pages 91 and 92. If you have questions about paying for Part A, visit medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. In most cases, if you choose to buy Part A, you must also have Part B and pay monthly premiums for both. If you choose not to buy Part A, you can still buy Part B if you're eligible. Visit medicare.gov later this fall for 2024 amounts. What's the Part A late enrollment penalty? If you aren't eligible for premium-free Part A, and you don't buy it when you're first eligible, your monthly premium may go up 10%. You'll have to pay the higher premium for twice the number of years you could have had Part A, but didn't sign up. For example, if you were eligible for Part A for 2 years but didn't sign up, you'll have to pay a 10% higher premium for 4 years. How much does Part B coverage cost? The standard Part B premium amount in 2023 is $164.90. Most people pay the standard Part B premium amount every month. If your modified adjusted gross income is above a certain amount, in 2023, $97,000 if you file individually or $194,000 if you're married and file jointly, you may pay an income-related monthly adjustment amount, IRMA-A. IRMA-A is an extra charge added to your premium. To determine if you'll pay the IRMA-A, Medicare uses the modified adjusted gross income reported on your IRS tax return from 2 years ago. Visit medicare.gov to learn more about IRMA-A. Visit Medicare.gov later this fall for 2024 premium amount and income limits. Note, you may also pay an extra amount for your Medicare drug coverage, Part D, premium if your modified adjusted gross income is above a certain amount. Go to page 82. If you have to pay an extra amount and you disagree, for example, your income is lower due to a life event, visit SSA.gov or call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. What's the Part B late enrollment penalty? Important, if you don't sign up for Part B when you're first eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty for as long as you have Part B. Your monthly Part B premium may go up 10% for each full 12 months in the period that you could have had Part B, but didn't sign up. If you're allowed to sign up for Part B during a special enrollment period, you usually don't pay a late enrollment penalty. Go to pages 17 and 18. Example, Mr. Smith's initial enrollment period ended December 2020. He waited until March 2023, during the general enrollment period, to sign up for Part B. His Part B premium penalty is 20%. And he'll have to pay this penalty in addition to his standard Part B premium for as long as he has Part B. Even though Mr. Smith didn't have Part B for 27 months, this included only two full 12-month periods. Cost and coverage. To learn how to get help with Medicare costs, go to Section 7, starting on page 91. How can I pay my Part B premium? If you get Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board, RRB, benefits, your Part B premium will be deducted from your monthly benefit payment. Note, if you get a bill from the RRB, mail your premium payments to RRB Medicare Premium Payments, P.O. Box 979024, St. Louis, Missouri, 63197-9000. If you have questions about bills you get from the RRB, call 1-877-772-5772. TTY users can call 1-312-751-4701. If you're a federal retiree with an annuity from the Office of Personnel Management and you aren't entitled to Social Security or RRB benefits, you can ask to have your Part B premiums deducted from your annuity. Call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227, to make your request. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. If you don't get these benefit payments, you'll get a bill for your Part B premium. Typically, Part B premiums are billed quarterly, every 3 months. If you also pay for Part A, or Part D, IRMA, A, or use Medicare Easy Pay to pay your premiums, you'll get a monthly bill. Go to pages 22 and 82. There are four ways to pay your premium bill. 1. Pay online by credit card, debit card, savings, or checking account. To do this, log into or create your secure Medicare account at Medicare.gov. Paying online is a faster and more secure way to make your payment without sending your personal information in the mail. You'll get a confirmation number when you make your payment. 2. Pay directly from your savings or checking account through your bank's online bill payment services. Ask your bank if it allows customers to pay bills online. Not all banks offer this service and some may charge a fee. Your bank will need this information. Your Medicare number. It's important that you use the exact number on your red, white, and blue Medicare card, but without the dashes. PAI name, CMS Medicare Insurance. PAI address. Medicare Premium Collection Center, P.O. Box 790355. St. Louis, Missouri 63179-0355. 3. Sign up for Medicare Easy Pay. This is a free service that automatically deducts your premium payments from your savings or checking account each month. Visit medicare.gov/medicare-easy-pay or call 1-800-Medicare to find out how to sign up. 4. Mail your payment to Medicare. You can pay by check, money order, credit card, or debit card. Write your Medicare number on your payment and fill out your payment coupon. Mail your payment and coupon to Medicare Premium Collection Center, P.O. Box 790355, St. Louis, Missouri 63179-0355. If you have questions about your premiums, call 1-800-Medicare or visit medicare.gov. If you need to change your address on your bill, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. You may be able to get help from your state to pay your Part A and Part B premiums through a Medicare savings program. Go to pages 91 and 92.